problem of gossiping and whispering reports to others that can be damaging. What does the Bible say about it? Let's talk more about it today.
Coming to you from the radio studios of Souls Harbor Covenant Church in Miami, Florida, USA, this is Walking in Power, a dynamic life application Bible study with Bernd Zumpano, anointed author and teacher of authentic Christian doctrine. Bernd Zumpano's spirit-filled teachings on practical Christianity have touched and transformed the lives of many people who have opened their hearts to God's Holy Spirit as a result of Bernd's instructional teaching. Bernd shows us how Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and how He can change your life and circumstances. We invite you now to listen in with family and friends as Bernd discusses Christian issues and answers that will teach you to walk in the power and the knowledge of God through the Holy Spirit. And now, here's Bernd.
Thank you, Glenn. Before we get started, let's pray. Father, on behalf of all of the people of Souls Harbor Church and all Christians worldwide, I come together in agreement, firstly speaking our voice of thanks, praise, glory, honor, exaltation, and majesty to your holy name, to all of the men of the earth, and to the ends of the world. Anoint the people worldwide with eyes to see and ears to hear. We agree that all demonic scales are broken off of their spiritual eyes and ears, and that they will see and hear with the eyes and ears of your Holy Spirit. By the Spirit of power and might of your Holy Spirit, we call a clear, wide, open, unobstructed path cut to the heart, mind, soul, and spirit of every person listening, and to every man upon this earth, and agree that you will shine your light and truth upon them and into them. We agree for and call in, by faith, the greatest spiritual end-time harvest that the world has ever seen. Also in agreement, we bind Satan, the prince of the power of the air, the princes of the north, south, east, and west, all principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, wicked spirits in high places, all territorial spirits everywhere, all ruler spirits over all communities and peoples worldwide, all spirits above, around, and below them, all spirits of Antichrist, lies, deception, religion, witchcraft, python, unbelief, doubt, divination, all spirits of harm or immorality of any kind, all spirits of opposition, hindrance, interference, and obstruction, destruction, murder, theft, the Jezebel spirit, the Ahab spirit, the Absalom spirit, all spirits of slander, scandal, rumor, libel, defamation, maligning, derision, opinionated spirits, rumor and gossip accusations, and false accusations, along with all of their physical and psychic attacks, assignments, and operations. We loose all the peoples everywhere from such activities, assignments, and attacks and operations, and call their strongholds down and destroyed, canceled, made null and void, cursed and destroyed at their roots, never more manifested or come to pass, rendered of no effect, judged, spoiled, and never seated, and decree any and all retaliation, revenge, or getting even permanently, immediately, completely, and continually forbidden, all in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. And in the authority of His name, Father, this is our faith confession, and we believe that we receive, and the saints said in agreement, Amen. Greetings to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, and friends of our radio listening audience. Welcome to our worldwide Bible study, where we're going to be talking today about gossips and whisperers. In our last broadcast, we talked about those who spread rumors. A rumor is a currently circulating story or report of doubtful truth or unverified account. It is a claim regarding a person or a circumstance whose truthfulness is doubtful. But closely aligned to that is the problem of gossip. Gossip differs from rumor in that it is usually unconstrained conversation or reports about other people, typically involving, again, unconfirmed details as to the truth. Gossip, then, can be more damaging than a simple rumor. Gossip is directed usually at persons, but it can be involving circumstances. But the thing that makes gossip so malicious is that once it starts and it spreads, it is almost always
unconstrained. Not only that, it usually starts out through casual conversation. But the end result may be slander, ruining someone's reputation or character, instilling doubt in people's mind about another person, maligning their integrity or their honesty, or damaging their reputation, which is God-given. What does the Bible say about gossips and whisperers? Perhaps the most critical and damning verse for this era, in this time and age that we live in, is 2 Timothy 3, verse 1 to 5, which talks about the backgrounds of so many who are caught up in this type of talk. Listen to what it says. But understanding this, that in the last days there will come times of difficulty. For people will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, heartless, unappeasable, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not loving good, treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having the appearance of godliness but denying its power. Avoid such people. What this verse is telling us is that in the last days, the times that we are in now, there is plenty of reason for us to see an increase in gossip and whispering. People will be more treacherous, more abusive, more arrogant, judging others, and in the process of it, being reckless with their words, swollen with conceit, the scripture says, and maybe even trying to appear godly when in actuality they are in sin. In Titus chapter 2, verse 2 and 3, Paul said, older men are to be sober-minded, dignified, self-controlled, sound in faith, in love, and in steadfastness. Older women, likewise, are to be reverent in behavior, not slanderers or slaves to much wine. They are to teach what is good. So Scripture does tell us how we are to conduct ourselves in our faith walk and how we are to eliminate doubtfulness in our speech, which can lead to gossip and whispering, or can even lead to rumors about circumstances. Paul criticized some of them in 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 13 and 14. Listen to what he says. Besides that, they learn to be idlers, going about from house to house, and not only idlers, but also gossips and busybodies, saying what they should not. So I would have younger widows marry, bear children, manage their households, and give the adversary no occasion for slander. Now here's an important point in this verse. What he is saying here is that when people are idle, gossips and busybodies, saying things that they should not, it goes hand in hand with slander and maligning the character or actions or the heart of others. And he says, do not give an occasion for slander. We are to govern our speech. We are to govern our tongues. We are to watch our words and what is in the abundance of our hearts. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, New Testament scripture tells us. Paul dealt with the Corinthians in similar manner. In 2 Corinthians 12:20, he said, for I fear that perhaps when I come, I may find you not as I wish, and that you may find me not as you wish, that perhaps there may be quarreling, jealousy, anger, hostility, slander, gossip, conceit, disorder. Why was Paul saying this? Well, there's something that you need to know about the Corinthian church. The Corinthian church was a church that was extremely strong and gifted in the gifts of the Holy Spirit and in walking in the Spirit and by the Spirit. But they had a weakness, and the weakness of the Corinthian church was their flesh, and there were a lot of inappropriate sexual problems in the Corinthian church. So Paul said he had to come down to talk with them and to see for himself what was going on. But knowing how strong-minded they were, he said, I may find you not as I wish, you may find me not as you wish, and that perhaps may be quarreling, jealousy, anger, hostility, slander, gossip, conceit, and disorder. What was he saying to them? I'm coming down to assist the Spirit of God in cleaning you up, and you may not like it. And that's exactly what he did. In Psalm 41, verse 7, we read, all who hate me whisper together about me. They imagine the worst for me. This, of course, was a psalm reflecting Christ and his ministry. In Proverbs 25, 23, we read, the north wind brings forth rain, and a backbiting tongue angry looks. In Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 28, we read, they are all stubbornly rebellious, going about with slanders. They are bronze and iron. All of them act corruptly. You see, the point that the scripture is telling us here is that a corrupt tongue with corrupt speech will lead to corrupt action. People can be backbiting, they can be deceitful, they can be gossips, they can be whisperers, and they can believe all the time that they are justified in doing right and in sharing what they are reporting as their impression of the truth, their opinion of the truth. It may end up being faithless, heartless, or ruthless. In Jeremiah chapter 17, it says, the Lord searches the heart. It says, who knows the heart of man except the Lord? The Lord searches the heart. As a matter of fact, in Romans 1, verse 28 to 32, speaking of those who did not acknowledge God and practiced iniquity, it says, God gave them up to a debased mind to do what ought not to be done. They were filled with all manner of unrighteousness, evil, covetous, malice. They are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, maliciousness. Now listen, they are gossips, slanderers, haters of God, insolent, haughty, boastful, inventors of evil, disobedient to parents, foolish, faithless, heartless, and ruthless. Though they know God's righteous decree that those who practice such things deserve to die, they not only do them, but give approval to those who practice them. And then it goes on to say, for that reason, God gave them over to a depraved mind, a mind filled with sexual and other immoralities. This problem was even known in Jeremiah's day. In Jeremiah 9, verse 4, the Holy Spirit said through the prophet, let everyone beware of his neighbor, and put no trust in any brother, or every brother is a deceiver, and every neighbor goes about as a slanderer. Here he was reflecting the condition of society at that time. And we all know, if we read the book of Jeremiah, that the reason for all of this was because Israel at that time was full of compromise. In the Mosaic Law, in Leviticus 19, verse 16, we read, you shall not go around as a slanderer among your people, and you shall not stand up against the life of your neighbor. I am the Lord. What is God saying here? Watch your words. Think before you speak. Set aside self-righteousness, judging others, or speaking what you believe is the truth, or your opinion of the truth about others, when actually you do not know the truth about the other person. To do so is self-righteousness. To do so is to spread rumor, to spread gossip, to spread slander, to verbally maim someone or a circumstance or a church where God is doing a work in them. Everyone is a work in progress. Some people can be annoying, but God sees them as the finished product. He's already paid for all of their sin. The sin question has been settled. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 10 to 14 tells us that Christ was sacrificed once for all men. And what that means is that all are eventually saved in God's timing. In fact, 1 Timothy 4:10 says that. Jesus Christ, the Savior of all men, especially those who believe, meaning to say he's the Savior of unbelievers also. Does that shock you? Read it. It's the true gospel. The gospel that is preached in most churches today, that some are saved and some are damned, is the gospel of a man named Augustine. It is a Roman Catholic theology or doctrine. It is a doctrine of men. Paul the Apostle warned against doctrines of men. So it then becomes an evil report. Why? Because it maligns the heart of the Father and the Melchizedek priesthood of the Holy Spirit. It maligns the character of the Father and the love of the Father. You say, well, but wait a minute, God has to deal with sin, and people sin, and sometimes they die in sin. Yes, but 1 Peter 4:6 says, for this reason is the gospel preached to the dead, that they may be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the spirit. Some of your Bibles say, for this reason was the gospel preached to the dead, trying to imply that it's not being done anymore. No. Scripture says, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Therefore, his spirit is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The gospel is preached to the dead. Jesus covers all circumstances. So what we learn, if we read the literal Greek of 1 Timothy 4:10, the word men is not there. So it really reads, in literal Greek, Jesus Christ is the Savior of the all, not of all men, but the Savior of the all, especially those who believe. And what is that saying? Christ saves the whole creation and everything in it. Scripture says that every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Yes, it's true that Christ has paid the price for all slander, all rumor, all gossip, all whispering, all sins of the tongue and sins of the heart and sins of the flesh and sins of the thought life. But that is not a license to sin. So in the book of James, we are admonished that we have to learn to govern our speech, our tongue. It says the tongue is set on the fire of hell. Who can tame it? Well, the answer to that is the Holy Spirit. So if we have a problem with gossip or rumor or a problem with whispering or backbiting or being a busybody, or we have a habit of speaking malicious words to people that we don't like, we have to learn to surrender those things on a daily basis. We have to give them to the Holy Spirit to put in the death work of the cross. We cannot be Satan's mouthpiece. We have to govern our tongue, and that is done by surrendering and asking the Holy Spirit to put a guard over our mouths, a guard over our tongues this day and each and every day to come in Christ Jesus' name, asking him to live his life in us and through us. You see, we cannot do it by self-effort. He has to live his life in us and through us. And the closer that we draw to Christ, the greater will be the control that he will exercise in us and through us. And over time, it will be self-evident. Now, a few thoughts before closing. What should you do if you're the victim of gossip? Well, you must confront the parties that were involved and hold them accountable gently in love, without anger or resentment or bitterness or unforgiveness. What if you're the problem and you have a habit of gossiping or whispering? You have to surrender the sin, the behavior, on a daily basis to the Lord Christ Jesus to put in the death work of the cross, and then you have to take circumcision of heart by the finished work of the cross. Colossians 2:11. At the cross, you were circumcised of heart. In other words, God cut out all unholy habits and attitudes and speech, etc. The work of the cross is already done. The last words that came out of Jesus' mouth was, "It is finished," which means that the only thing left for you or me to do is to take possession of it. Everything in the kingdom you need, you must take possession of it. You must confess it and take possession of it. Confess it as yours. How did you get salvation? You said, "I want that," and you went after it and took it to yourself, didn't you? The whole kingdom operates that way, whether you need a healing, a deliverance, or a circumcision of heart. The work of the cross is finished. So all that remains is for you to confess it repeatedly into existence. I take circumcision of the heart from all rumor and whispering or gossip, Father, in Christ Jesus' name, by the faith of God in Christ Jesus' name. The faith of God means that when you release the words, you believe they do what you intend, just like God believed that when he released the words for the creation. If you're not part of the problem of the gossip and whispering, stay out of it. If you're associating with someone who is a habitual gossip or whisperer, don't. Keep your distance. It's only a matter of time before they'll drag you into it. And above all, practice surrendering these things. Over time, you will see the Lord takes them away. It's not something you fight and strive to control under your own power. It's surrender. Now let me ask you a question. Do you know Jesus Christ as your own personal Lord and Savior? The word Lord means to lead you through life. The word Savior means to save you from sin, self, and circumstances, including things like gossip and whispering, slander, or backbiting. You see, we can't clean ourselves up, but God can clean us up, and he will do so for the asking. Are you ready? Pray this prayer aloud now, won't you, being willing to turn from your sin? The Lord Christ Jesus will do all the rest. And he gives you this promise. He will manifest himself to you to prove that it's all real. Say this prayer now, won't you, being willing to turn from your sin.
Say, "Lord Jesus Christ, I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. I repent of my sins, all of them. I turn from them by my own free will. I renounce them. I ask your forgiveness. I invite you into my heart now to be Lord and Savior. That is, to lead me through life and save me. I confess you before men as the resurrected Christ. Come into me now, Lord Jesus Christ. I receive you by trusting faith and faith alone. Amen."
Now, if you prayed that prayer, get yourself into a Bible-believing, Spirit-filled, non-denominational church. Get water baptized by immersion, Holy Spirit baptized by those who have the baptism in the Holy Spirit, which will give you the power to walk the faith walk. Get into Christian community where they will teach you the Word of God. And I promise you, my friend, you will never again be the same, because the evidence that Jesus Christ is real is the proof of changed lives by the millions worldwide. God bless you, and God willing, talk to you next week.
This program was brought to you by the volunteers of the International Radio Ministry of Souls Harbor Covenant Church, Miami, Florida, USA. We desire that this broadcast become a spiritual nourishment and blessing to you. There's a lot of Christian entertainment and testimony activity on TV and radio worldwide, but there's a greater need for instruction in the Word and the ways of God. Our desire is to help fill that need. If this program has been a blessing to you and others, you may wish to become a contributor to this ministry as you feel led by the Holy Spirit. Your contribution in the form of an international money order or personal check stateside would be greatly appreciated to carry on God's work and to keep us on the air. If you can't afford to support us financially, please be our covenant partner through your prayer support. Pray that our mission will be carried out according to God's will as we carry out His command that our voice go into all the earth and our words to the end of the world. We pray that this program is a blessing to you and that you'll tell others about us. Burns' classic and timeless Bible teachings given over many years past are highly anointed and are now available on cassette tapes, along with his books and other ministry materials that teach the believer to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. We want to hear from you. Write us or send us a postcard with a clear return address requesting our catalog or making your comments. Our address is Walking in Power, P.O. Box 161322, Miami, Florida, USA 33176. Or for telephone orders using your credit card, call toll-free 1-888-273-WORD. That's 1-888-273-9673. Until next week, we remind you that the Bible tells us that there is no salvation apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, and that there is no other name under heaven by which we can be saved from our sins. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and as a living person, willing and able to get involved in your life, shouldn't you? Invite Him into your heart today to be Lord and Savior, and receive Him by a trusting faith alone. If you want to know more about the necessity of being saved, write us. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We hope you'll tune in next week at this same time as we bring you more of the Holy Spirit's timely Bible teachings through Bern Zumpano. Until then, God bless you and keep you in His love. Walking in Power is a production of United Ministries International.